Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, December 20th, 2018. Welcome to day 700. At the moment, Trump will not sign the current Senate-passed funding measure that would avoid a partial government shutdown, according to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Paul Ryan added that Trump won't sign the Senate bill because of, quote, concerns for border security, end quote. Trump previously told Democrats that he would be proud to shut down the government if they refused to give him $5 billion for his border wall. Democrats held firm, and GOP leaders were forced to instead pursue a short-term spending bill that would avoid a shutdown, which the Senate unanimously passed Wednesday night and would fund federal agencies through February 8th. The Senate-passed bill does not include funding for Trump's wall. Hours after the Senate passed its bill, House Republicans revolted over concerns that they were putting the border wall fight to next year, when Democrats will take control of the House. Trump's opposition dramatically increases the chances of a government shutdown starting Friday night. Just a note, this item will be updated as necessary, so make sure you keep checking back to the main site. A Florida man, meanwhile, started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money to pay for Trump's border wall. The campaign has so far raised over $5.5 million in just 3 days since it was started, with an overall goal of $1 billion. Brian Colphage believes that if the 63 million Americans who voted for Trump donated $80 each, they would be able to raise the $5 billion Trump is asking Congress for. Fox and Friends called Trump's defeat on the border wall funding a stunning turn of events. Moving on, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker declined to recuse himself from the Russia investigation, despite a Justice Department ethics official advising him to step aside out of an abundance of caution. The ethics official said that while a recusal was a close call, there was no actual legal conflict of interest that would require Whitaker to recuse himself. Members of Congress are concerned about Whitaker's previous criticism of Robert Mueller's investigation. Trump's pick to replace Whitaker has also criticized Mueller's obstruction of justice investigation in an unsolicited memo that he sent to the Justice Department in June. William Barr said, quote, Mueller's obstruction theory is fatally misconceived, end quote, claiming that Trump's interactions with James Comey would not constitute obstruction of justice because Trump was using his, quote, complete authority to stop or start a law enforcement proceeding, end quote. If confirmed as Attorney General, Barr would oversee Mueller's work. Rod Rosenstein said that Barr's memo had no impact on their investigation. Deputy AG Rosenstein also said that the memo reflects Mr. Barr's personal opinion and that, quote, lots of people offer opinions, end quote, but they don't influence our own decision-making. And finally, the House Intelligence Committee voted to send transcripts of its 2017 interview with Roger Stone to Robert Mueller, suggesting that the special counsel is close to charging Stone with a crime. It's the first time that Mueller has formally asked the committee to hand over material related to the Russia investigation. Stone's relationship with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and whether he played a role in the release of stolen DNC emails has been a focus of the special counsel's investigation for months. This episode went out a little early because I have to go have dinner with my grandma for the holidays, so make sure you check back to the main site for updates throughout the night. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.
From Congress, I would ask for wall. We need wall.